We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. Win. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Take off for the Super Bowl. And yes, we have a ton of prospects to recap for you. Nicholas Foriano has been traveling the country for you and for me and for Greg Braggs, as that was the plan for today's show. But then Colin Cowherd spoke yesterday and Bears Twitter freaked out. I freaked out. I already had it in my mind that the Bears were going to trade back to two, trade Justin, draft Drake May, and Justin Fields was going to play Caleb Williams in the Super Bowl next year, because wouldn't that be so Bears? But I am still remaining confident that any option is available to the Chicago Bears as we welcome you in to the CHGO Bears podcast on this beautiful Friday. Hello, Gregory, you're producing, but you look like you're frothing at the mouth to speak.
Yeah, the whole thing is just laughable. You know, your boy Danny Parkins stoking the flames. And that's fine. You know, it's, you got to have fun with it to an extent. But a lot of these Bears fans, as we've seen here, even over the last week on Bears Twitter, are incapable of having fun with this conversation. And it is funny to me how I hear a lot of feedback about the evil media and their narrative pushing and agenda. And then when someone like Colin Cowherd comes out with a narrative that attaches with something you agree with, then all of a sudden it's cool to echo those narratives. So, you know, I guess everybody kind of is to blame when it comes to the machine that is NFL misinformation or hot takes or clickbait. It's not just the media. You know, we are responsible for some of that, but it's also the way the fans interact with that stuff and share that stuff around. And so, you know, at the end of the day, like, it's sports. We're not covering, you know, the Cold War here, but at the same time, like, yes, now Colin Cowherd is backtracked on his show here just a little bit ago. It sounds like Caleb Williams' team reached out and said that they wanted him to detract that statement. And if you would watch the clip, it seemed like he was more posing that as his guess, not that he actually heard. Now, when Danny Parkins and Shane Reardon tried to get in contact with Caleb Williams' dad and he didn't confirm or deny it, that also took it to another level. The whole thing is silly. If the guy didn't want to be in Chicago, would he? I know, like, following somebody's likes on Twitter is about as stupid as it gets as well. But at the same time, the guy liked a tweet from the Chicago Bears account wishing Virginia McCaskey a happy birthday. If he wanted nothing to do with an organization, why would he be doing any of those kind of troll techniques? The whole thing is just, it's become a complete shit show.
Nick, what was your reaction to the report? Do you believe it?
No, I don't believe much of it. I mean, it just sounds like speculation.
That's what Colin thinks. I don't think he's, you know, actually talked to Caleb or, you know, people that would actually know information about that. But I think wasn't his Instagram post where he says like whatever team or something along those lines. So it feels like it kind of goes back from what he said. And, you know, those posts are not just coming out the day of, like these things are thought out. They are detailed and all these things. So I just kind of saw it. I forgot where I was. I think I was maybe in Mobile, Alabama. Maybe I was in Houston, Texas, flying back. I don't even know where I heard it, but I'm like, all right, let me watch the East-West Shrine Bowl game and kind of continue my day here.
Let me just say one thing, and I know this is going to land probably on mostly deaf ears here, but it's very popular for those of us who love sports and love sports content, CHGO Bears and everything else out there, to hate on Colin, to hate on Skip, screw that guy, he's an idiot. And people in the media do it too. Just for a reminder, Colin Cowherd makes $6 million reportedly a year to do what he does. He's one of the most successful people in his field, period. Same thing with Skip Bayless. And you all can choose who you listen to. I'm not telling you to listen to Colin, who I do think is wild, just extremely talented. And Skip the same way. But there's got to be, and I know as Bragg's kind of started his soliloquy here, there is just no ability or very little ability, it seems at times, to have any fun with this. I know how important this is and to everybody, and we will love to see the Bears win a Super Bowl and all these things, but it is the sports department, and these guys get paid to have opinions, so they take big swings. Colin, now, what I didn't necessarily like about it is, and it seems like the Williams crew is making him walk it back, he was acting like he had some real information there. And that puts Caleb in a bad spot where he almost has to respond. Do I sit this out or do I, you know, do I actually call up somebody who's got a big ass microphone and respond to it? So, you know, and maybe perhaps he did. All I know is that logically, and I don't know what the Bears are going to do, and I'm going to be rooting for the Bears no matter what they do. But logically, coming into a team that could have easily won 10 games last year in the greatest city and objectively a huge media market with a top wide receiver, with the number 9 pick, with a coaching staff that's just been built, that was able to get Geno Smith to 4,000 plus yards. If I'm Caleb Williams and I'm looking at the Chicago situation objectively, I'm not running from that to go play in Washington where I'm from. That doesn't make any sense.
Ian Rappaport, the day that Caleb Williams came out and declared to come to the NFL, which was another rumor that was going around before he declared that he wasn't going to declare and he was going to stay another year because of NIL. And he wants, a percentage of the team. And there's all sorts of speculation around him. This was the report that Ian Rappaport put out the minute he declared. You know, Caleb Williams declaring for the NFL draft. No surprise for anyone. One of the most talented prospects. The Heisman Trophy winner enters the process excited for whoever ends up selecting him. And then today he puts out, you know, Aaron Lemming kind of doubled down on that quote. And Ian Rappaport responded to Aaron Lemming saying, why would he be anti-Chicago if the Bears end up going QB at 1? To your point, he says, great city, classic organization, played great at the end of the year, seems to be building a really solid foundation. So
look, the greatest athlete of all time to ever play anything played here. Do you think he regrets that he played in Chicago? What were the Chicago Bulls when he got here? They were a 27-win-nothing franchise who had never won a title. Do you think that Walter Payton is unhappy that he spent his career in Chicago, or Dick Butkus, or Jim McMahon, or whoever the hell, Brian Urlacher, who didn't win here, or didn't win the whole thing? Do you think any of them regret playing here? No, that's the answer. So, look, Kansas City wasn't looked at as some great football factory that produces great quarterbacks, but they finally got it right. And it worked, all right? The same thing with Cincinnati. People before that, there's some you know, was, did Joe Burrow look at the Bengals like, this is the ideal scenario, the Bengals, I'm gonna be the next Boomer Esiason? No, he didn't. The Bengals were the bungles until Joe Burrow got there. So look, if this dude believes in himself like I think he believes in himself, he's not afraid to go to Chicago or probably anywhere else. But he's coming into a situation. The Bears are not the worst team in football. That's normally what it would be for the number one pick. So this is a great situation for him.
I remember when we, you know, for the book, Teddy Greenstein with Quarterback Dads, he wants to be the best quarterback ever, right? Like, that shouldn't matter where it's at. And, you know, the Bears have the number one overall pick, and we point out all the great things about Chicago and the situation they're in. Like, this is the best team that a number one overall pick can go to, because usually that's not the circumstances why a team goes number, or a player goes number one overall. It's usually the worst team in the league that has the worst record. That wasn't the Bears last year. They were a team that was damn near close to making the playoffs, and now that could be Caleb Williams could be the reason why they do make the playoffs. Who knows? But, yeah, I think, as you know, this is not going to stop, though, you guys. The draft is not until April. Like, more of this stuff is going
to
keep coming.
But at least in a few weeks, when we go to the combine in Indianapolis, he'll be speaking for himself. And I think a lot of these things, Ryan Poles will speak to the media. I think some of these things might get addressed. We may not get the official answer that week, kind of where it felt like we were starting to get the answer that week. And when we were at the combine last week, it was palpable that they were about to trade the number one pick. So I am curious to see what will be palpable when we're there, but I think some of these speculation questions we may get answered here when we get to the combine.
Well, and by the way, how's my mic sounding today? Do I have a good mic?
You're great. You've got a good distance from the mic. You guys tell me. Sometimes I get too close to my mic as well. Nick's the only professional here on the show today.
Okay.
And anybody that, you know, asks for Will every week, Will is a guy that does a lot of work here behind the scenes. These are his shows here on Fridays, but sometimes with a lot of the work that he has to do behind the scenes, he's not always able to make it. So, you know, Will will be here soon enough. We promise. And you'll be able to hear his thoughts on all this stuff in due time.
That's a great point there by you, Gregory P. Allen Braggs. I got you, Matt Gregory. And look, I'm only here because Will asked me to be here. So I'm not trying to,
he's one of the busiest guys at CHGO Sports. It's not a joke. So, you know, I know a lot of people ask and want to, so I just wanted to give some clarity to some of the viewers on, you know, here recently, why he's had to miss on some of these Fridays. We certainly miss his insight and his, attention to detail.
Well, and let me give one more comment, and then we'll move on to your week here, Nick, on the Caleb thing for today. Look, if I'm talking to Caleb, as I've underlined already, dude, if you come to Chicago and win, there is no better situation.
Right.
You are a god. Justin Fields is near godlike status here, and we have not won yet. If you actually came in here and are the player that you think you are, I mean, I would almost watch the Air movie where Jordan's mom, Dolores, you know, talks about if you believe in all this, this is what's going to happen. They're going to build you up to the moon. They're probably going to tear you down too when you do something, you know, 3, 4, 5 years in. But this is the best place to do it. Better than New York, better than LA.
Yeah,
this is there is one team here, and we are split all across the city. There are Cubs fans, there are Sox fans. Even at the UC, there's some competition between Bulls and Hawks fans. But everyone is a Bears fan.
No, if you're a winner and a champion, you're revered forever. I mean, people talk about Caleb Williams and his painted nails and how's he going to be able to handle the city. We brought in one of the most hated rivals in Chicago sports history in Dennis Rodman. And he was painting his hair. He was wearing a wedding dress for book signings. He was a complete, it was the roadshow. He was as Hollywood as it got here. He's on WWF with Hollywood Hulk Hogan, you know, guys. And we loved him here in Chicago. And he couldn't have been a more, not only as a just a crazy personality, but somebody that was one of our worst rivals in the late 80s, early 90s. So, you know, we embrace winners and champions here in Chicago, and that goes for any player, Caleb Williams, Justin Fields included. Whoever's going to get it done for us will be immortalized forever.
Well, and let me add on one more to that. We also embrace people who work hard, have humility, and do not do. There's one of the reasons why Justin is so beloved is because he doesn't do a ton of mouthing off at all. He's as classy an athlete as it goes. The one thing I would say to Caleb, like, look, you are walking into a hornet's nest of Bears fans that are going to jump on you if you don't come out of the gates hot. So it's okay, by the way, if you don't, but just be prepared that will be your existence here. So if I was the Bears and I was talking to him, I would tell him, look, man, this is the best place to be, but there is going to be a certain level of intensity to this position you're stepping into. And I would want to know, you know, what he has to say about that. You know, I think you got to ask some real questions here, because you don't want a situation where the Bears start out 1-4 next year and Caleb's thrown 3 touchdown passes and 9 interceptions and the Boo Birds are coming down and the guy gets broken. I don't think that's him, but I would want to ask some questions about how he thinks he would handle that. All right, Nick, let's get into everything that we were supposed to do today. But on this fine show, unless you, Nick, do you have any final thoughts on this as I pull up my fine things that I got to do over here?
No, I'm not really too worried about Caleb and the expectations. You know, if he does come to Chicago, this is kind of what he's worked all of his life to do, be the number one overall pick in 2024. He's put the work in. So I'm not really too worried about how he'll handle adversity or things like that. It's like, that's what comes with the nature of being as highly regarded as a prospect as he is. So we'll leave it at that and, you know, just kind of wait until, you know, more stuff happens. We'll talk about it, but not to worry.
And why don't, before we move on to the next segment of our show, give a little shout out to some of our fine sponsors here on the show.
And it's such a hot show to start here today with the Coward stuff that I would be remiss to not welcome in our brand new diehards. My guy, Bradley. I think we had a Bradley yesterday too, or maybe not. But either way, Bradley, just middle of the state, getting it done, solid, living the dream. My guy, Bradley. Kevin, my Iowa City roommate, Mayflower, lived with him at 412 North Lynn too. Kevin, I don't think it's you, but Kevin's are my favorite people. Also our head of content, Jim, number 9. Number 17, number 42, Jimbo. Thank you, brother. Brandon, our CEO, the main man, leading us to the promised land. We love you, Brandon. Charles. And not only can you give your money to Charles, it'll take care of with you, a phenomenal accountant, but he can also sling it. Charles in the pocket. Charles, I love you. Eric, the big E. Can play third, can play first, maybe a solid point guard. Eric, welcome to the Diehard Club. Michael, I mean, what can be said about Michael? There are just too many words that can be said. But MJ, the GOAT, Michael, welcome in. And maybe the greatest name that we've ever had joining us, Genesis. I mean, Phil Collins. What are we doing? Out of nowhere, on a Friday, here comes Genesis to take us to the next level. I mean, the diehards, you guys are the best. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Let me do that again. 3. That's 8 more people coming in. We greatly appreciate it. AllCHGO.com. We're going to be doing a ton of diehard overtimes from the Super Bowl next week. So we'll be doing the show live every day at noon. And then afterwards, we'll be jumping in. People are like, Super Bowl is always a zillion people. So we'll be pumping out all the content next week. We've got some great Bears lined up, but we'll do doing a ton of behind-the-scenes stuff. And, of course, you get the discount on our merch and our takeover events. And it's a great, great way to support us if you're enjoying the program. So thank you to the newest diehards. All right. Now, Nick, prize picks. Prize Picks. We love you, Prize Picks, the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. The easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy. It's just you, by the way, against the numbers, instead of battling thousands of other players, including the pros and the sharks. No. You pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 players, their stat projections, and you watch the winnings roll in. Trust me, you are going to love our newest, bestest, fastest growing sponsor, Prize Picks. The most fun that you can have. Listen, Nick's going to make 25 times his money, perhaps the rest of this hoop season. You just select 2 or more players, pick more or less on their projected stats and place in your entry. So you're the GM, man. You're looking at it. You're looking and you're figuring out who's going to do what. You're making your bets, and all of a sudden, your game watching is just that much more enjoyable. And hopefully, the bank account is swelling. This is what you do to check it out. Go to PrizePicks.com/CHGO. PrizePicks.com/CHGO, and use CHGO for a first deposit match up to $100. So you put in $100, you're getting $200 in there. It's PrizePicks.com/CHGO. Use that code CHGO. Daily fantasy sports made easy. PrizePicks.com/CHGO.
Mark, real quick, I'm on Prize Picks right now. I'm looking at both these. Two of the best tight ends in the league. George Kittle, 46.5 receiving yards. I want more on that. Travis Kelce, over 69.5. Nice. I'm taking more on that as well. Like, that's money. That's, next week I'm going to be making money in Vegas, and that's one way I'm going to do it, by using Prize Picks.
There we go. Hey, Nick, it's also getting easier for businesses to switch to electric vehicles. That's something we can all get behind for the health of the planet and for the well-being of all of us who share it.
Yeah, the electric grid is evolving to meet your cleaner energy needs as we all move with confidence towards an electric tomorrow. Whether you have one delivery van or a whole fleet of shipping trucks, ComEd can help guide you to make the changes that make sense.
What should business owners do, Nick?
All you got to do is go to ComEd.com/clean to learn more about the resources, fleet rebates, and infrastructure incentives available to help businesses go electric. If you own a business, don't wait. Start making your plan today to switch to electric vehicles. Good for business, good for the planet, good for really all of us. Go to ComEd.com/clean.
Did you just say ComEd.com/clean?
I sure did, Mark. Go now and see how going electric connects us to a better way of doing business and a better future for generations to come.
Thank you to our friends at ComEd. All right, here we go into the coverage. First of all, it seems like you had a great time down there, Nick.
Yeah, it was there was a lot going on. Senior Bowl after the Shrine Bowl. So a lot of great prospects, a lot of talking to people. So it's always a good time. I personally like it. I thought at one point I wanted to do the scouting thing, and then I realized those guys have no lives whatsoever. But I do love taking notes throughout the practice, just watching different guys. And what's cool about going to those events is like you're not going to know everything about everybody. So when somebody consistently flashes, you got to make notes of that. So I always like learning about new players and potentially how they can impact the Bears if the Bears were to make that selection.
All right, so we're going through it. Who are we starting with today? Who's first up on the list? Nicholas Morianos could be, hopefully someday will be, Bears.
Yeah, before I do that, like as you can see, I'm wearing a headband. I didn't even realize this until I got back, but man, I have like a crazy – I was wearing a hat throughout the summer. Yeah, I think you could see that. Maybe the HD camera's not picking it up, but sun kicked my ass. But who also is kicking ass throughout the entire Senior Bowl week? Marshawn Lloyd. We were talking about Caleb Williams. Marshawn Lloyd, the USC running back. Again, this is a guy that didn't know much about going into the week, but this was somebody in these practices that showed power, patience, the ability to catch the ball out of the backfield, and he did it consistently. Mark, so when I'm thinking about what the Bears have at running back, they have a bunch of guys, and I don't know if Marshawn Lloyd is, he's going to take it over the top, but he'd be such a really nice compliment because I think he can do it all in terms of being someone that is going to potentially block, but also be an option for whoever's playing quarterback out of the backfield. And then at the third practice, which was yesterday, a little bit more physicality in that practice. You could see when the offense defense are going after each other, a little bit more contact. And Marshawn Lloyd keeping the legs moving. There was one rep where the entire offensive line just pushed him into the end zone, but it was because he had the balance, the ability to keep his feet moving. And was able to get into the end zone. I was just really impressed by his overall three practices.
He didn't get a ton of starts at South Carolina in his 3 years, so was looking for an opportunity. Does seem like a guy, just, you know, reading about him, that fits the Bears culture. So it's, hey, I'm with you though, by the way. It seems to me the Bears want to add to that running back room once again. So,
yeah, I think just talking around with people, like the Bears could add a guy at that position. And you look at like even the teams that are playing in the Super Bowl too. Isaiah Pacheco's no joke, and Christian McCaffrey obviously is one of the best. And even go before that, you know, what Detroit was bringing, and obviously, you know, the Ravens have just one of the best rushing attacks. Like, the running game matters, and it does definitely help if you have a guy at that position.
Reminder on Isaiah Pacheco, who is having a hell of a start to his Super Bowl, his career, already a champion. He was a seventh-round pick, 251 overall. Yeah, that would have been a lot of people scratching their heads perhaps on how they missed on Pacheco. All right, who's up next?
Yeah, we have somebody, we've talked about him before throughout these Senior Bowl practice recaps, Roman Wilson, the Michigan wide receiver. This guy, I think, was just really consistent, was getting open. He had a hell of a highlight catch where him and the defender are basically falling down on a five-yard out route. He just sticks out his right hand, is able to secure the one-handed grab. But he was, I think, on the day one of the Senior Bowl practice. So you're getting acclimated to this whole entire atmosphere, all these different guys, and he stood out immediately. And, you know, this is a guy just coming off a national championship victory too. So Roman Wilson, just looking at, you know, his makeup, just where you can put him in an offense with Shane Waldron. Can he line up outside? Yeah. Can you put him in the slot? You sure can. Can you put him in motion? He's capable of doing that. So there's a lot of versatility that I think comes with his game, but one of the more consistent players that was out there in Mobile.
You think he slips into the first round?
No, I don't think he's going to go that high. Maybe, but I think he could be a day two pick. You know, so even second or third round, like, again, it probably can fluctuate there. But I don't think he'll be a day one guy. Just knowing the three guys that are obviously ahead of him, those guys, they present a little bit more. But he's someone that can definitely contribute on a team immediately, I think.
Okay. I the only reason I say that is because I keep on hearing his name all over the place. So, you know, maybe that's just in a vacuum, if that reference makes sense there. All right. You know, the Senior Bowl vacuum with that guy, Will, who stole my video. I hope he apologized after.
I don't know. Wait. Okay. Is that him? I don't know. I didn't look into it.
You did or you didn't?
It's Will Wright. He's a known guy on Bears Twitter. He's working hard, you know, going around to the Shrine Bowl and Senior Bowl.
He knows everybody. Like, I kid you not. I'm like, how the hell do you know X, Y, and Z? Some being Hall of Famers. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, that's how I roll. Like, you're different. So yeah. it's kind of crazy.
He tagged me and Carm yesterday and said, I'll be in Chicago in 2 weeks. See you soon. So that was very ominous. I don't know. So we'll see. But Will Wright's doing a good job.
Video stealer, Will. All right, Nick. Keep going. Let's go.
Yeah. Let's go here. Number three guy that I have on my list here, Ricky Purcell. Again, I probably should have looked up the pronunciation exactly, but Florida wide receiver. You know, I like watching right when I get to practice, just the individual drills. So the guys are just stopping at cones, making breaks. He's just clean, man. He's clean and smooth. And then he started making plays out there in 7-on-7s, the team periods. And then you're like, okay, so this is what and he's a bigger bodied wide receiver too. So he's making these breaks and getting out of them and then separating at his size. Like, I think the Bears can add some size at the wide receiver position, because when you look at the group right now, DJ Moore is not the biggest guy. Equanimeous St. Brown's contract has expired. Bayless Jones Jr. is not big, and neither is Tyler Scott. So if you're looking for somebody that adds a little bit more height and I think can add a little bit more on the frame and is also able to get in and out of his breaks, yeah, that would work. And I was talking to our guys at PHNX who were down there. They're like, oh, no. We want Ricky. I'm like, well, he could also look good, maybe catching passes from, you know, Fields or Caleb Williams. So I think, you know, he'd be a nice guy to add to the Chicago's roster. But I was impressed with him. Again, another guy that wasn't too familiar with going into the Senior Bowl week, but as the practices went on, it's like you can't help but just notice him every single time he's out there.
Well, he's from Chandler, Arizona, so there's that. Yeah. And I think maybe you just said this if I was as I'm looking at him. But 3 years at Arizona State, 2 years at Florida, so a ton of experience coming in here. He also, I mean, this is a punt returner, kick returner too, which, yeah. I mean, I would assume that the Bears are not doing the Trent Taylor thing again. So looking for somebody who could be, you know, that fifth wide receiver who could also play that role. And Bayless Jones, are you going to have an amazing offseason? I'm going to bet against that. So, I mean, Pearsall has, at least he has experience doing it, and he's done it all the way back to high school. So, interesting name. I like it. Ricky Pearsall. According to Brandon, he had the best catch in football this season. Look it up. All right, Brandon, I'm on it. First thing I'm going to have on the show today. Okay.
Looking that up.
We got a long list here, so let's keep rolling.
Yeah. Let's go to the trenches real quick, and let's kind of go to a local guy in Isaiah Adams, the guard from Illinois, 6'5", 320. And I like the consistency he played with. It's kind of tough for these offensive linemen in the one-on-one drills. Usually interior guys are going to have some kind of help. But, you know, I liked his consistency in the one-on-ones. I also like the ability to move out in space. There are a couple plays where he's pulling. He's in the right spot. His guy's landmark. He's going to seal off the defender. So I really like that about his game. But then I liked even like a little bit after the rep mark, you know, the defensive line would get blocked. And then he's like, let me shove you a little bit. Like, you didn't get past me. Let's show that little physicality out there. So I liked that. And, you know, with the Bears in the guard position right now, yes, you have Tevin Jenkins and you have, you know, guys that for Tevin Jenkins, I think you just want to always have depth. Because of, you know, he's going to miss some time at some point. Nate Davis obviously missed time as well. But just having quality guys that can go in there in case or more so when some of those guys are going to miss time, that's always going to be, you know, things that you're going to want to have on your roster. So Isaiah Adams potentially could be a guy that can fill in if needed, if the Bears were to go that route.
Played left tackle, left guard, right tackle. I mean, he's played it all. Junior college guy originally, so 2 years at Illinois. He's actually from Canada. Seems like he's, you know, it's kind of amazing that he's gotten this far because he was a three-star recruit coming out of junior college. So I'm, you know, maybe a late round versatile guy. Why not?
Yeah,
I could see it. Okay. Yep.
Yeah, let's stick with the trenches here too. And I should have probably put this guy at the top, but Jackson Powers Johnson, I think we've talked about him a lot, the center from Oregon. He is as advertised. You know, he won the award for best center in the country last year at Oregon for his play and just consistency, man. Like, he was able to stop some of the best defensive linemen that were there at the Senior Bowl. He has nastiness to him, even when he was beat. There was a great rep between him and Michael Hall, who I'm actually going to highlight here next, from Ohio State, where he's beat initially off a spin move and a long arm. And then Jackson Powers Johnson, quick feet, able to get on the edge, kind of move him out of the way. Like, that, those are special traits. And he did an interview at the Senior Bowl asking about the outside zone scheme. That's what he ran at Oregon. So he's familiar. He wants to be out in space. And being, even though he's 6'3", 320, he's going to get out there. And if you've seen some of his flash plays when he gets to a poor corner, a linebacker, they're done. There's no coming back from a Jackson Powers Johnson pancake block. So really like that physicality. I know the Bears are looking for more of those nasty type of guys. And especially if you can add those guys that can move in space, Jackson Powers Johnson definitely fits that.
Am I right, by the way, that he only played 2 years of college football? Is that right? I think.
I don't know that offhand.
I think last year was a sophomore year. Okay. Regardless, this is not a late round pick. If you're Jackson Powers, some people think he's going first round. So
he could, yeah.
And which does not fit where, you know, you wouldn't think the Bears are obviously taking him at 9 if they get into some trade back scenario. Just doesn't feel like he's going to end up here when you do the math on where he's supposed to go and what the assets the Bears have right now, even what they're likely to get if they do start being a little bit completely aggressive. Even, I suppose you could do it if you trade out the one and keep Justin, but okay. interesting name. Sounds like a stud. It's going to be a good player for someone.
Yeah, he definitely is. We're going to stick in the trenches here, but go on the opposite side. Michael Hall from Ohio State, the defensive lineman. I was really impressed with him. I think that first rep that he had against Jackson Powers Johnson, where he gets that first step, was able to nearly win the rep. Then the rest of practice, he kept just collapsing the pocket. And if he didn't get to the quarterback, he's also batting down a pass. And when you just watch him in the one-on-ones, like he has a couple of moves that he's willing and able to utilize. That spin move, something that he, I think he's good at, but I think he can be even better too when he gets to the next level. So he was one guy, and again, he's a little, well, the size 6'2", 280. You know, I wonder how that factors into what, you know, Ryan Poles is kind of looking at for his defensive lineman. And obviously, you know, you can look at this last draft with Jerron Dexter and Zach Pickens and see, like, does he fit the prototypical type, the size and things like that? Maybe not to exact science, but, you know, when you find good players, like, you can make them work in your system. And I just liked his ability to collapse a pocket and what he was showing throughout the week in Mobile.
You getting tired over there, Carl?
No, you weren't.
You trying to sneak in a yawn during that graphic? Is that what that was?
I mean, did you see that I was having a moment?
I didn't see that.
You did.
I didn't see that. I swear, okay. I did right. not. I don't I, want it. I didn't want to keep the graphic. I didn't want to keep the graphic up too long.
I was enjoying it. and I am playing a drop hurt today, so thank you very much. I know I'm sure you appreciate it. And people are in the chat are saying, like, what flag football team are you the OC for with my backwards hat look? Well, the hair was just terrible today, so I didn't want to have Nick have all this ammo, so I had to go hat last second. And for the record, I haven't played flag football in a minute, but I was in Mr. Radicek's senior gym class. I was the captain, and I did lead us to the championship. Even when my quarterback went down, I stepped in, played QB, that's right, and dual threat, and got it done. Had my guy Pena to boot the ball. We were kicking field goals in that class. This guy could boot it from like 78 yards. Carm, great. But thank you. Maybe I should be an OC for a flag football team. All right. How many more guys we got here, Nick?
Greg, do we have three left? Or I have two written down. I forgot I had one more, but maybe you can jump in. Yeah.
Yeah, we've got I don't know. It looks like three. We got okay. Jackson, Latu. What?
No, you didn't. Never mind. Okay, sorry.
No. Jackson. No, I think just two. Jackson and Latu, unless you didn't hit on Isaiah.
I added someone late. I'll talk about him real
fire away, unless you want to, yeah. Shout out to sponsors.
Don't fire away. We're going to shout out our people. Yeah. And we also just learned that Greg Braggs has a hard time counting to two, which is very interesting.
I'm reading through the names, and I'm trying to make sure you did them all. Don't worry about what I'm doing over here.
Let me ask you something. Come back on the screen. You ready? I'm going to make this very easy.
What?
Six times four minus two times two.
Say that again.
Wait, no. We went over this with Cole Kmet, though. You got to apply. No.
Six times what?
Six times four is what?
PEMDAS. What is it? PEMDAS?
What's 24. Six times four?
24. Minus two. 22.
Times two.
44.
There you go. Good job. Okay.
Yeah, but what?
You're still the producer of the show.
Don't do that to me again, idiot.
I thought that was very much worth doing, and we will be doing that all Super Bowl week. It's going to be great. All right, Nick, when you have somebody who makes you do math on the show, you might want to consider, getting some help for you. And this show is sponsored by, you know it, you love it, BetterHelp. It's a common misconception about relationships that they have to be easy and right, and that it's not the relationship that I have with Gregory P. Allen Braggs. But sometimes the best ones, it's the best one, can happen when both people put in the work to make them great. And therapy can be a great place to work through the challenges you face in all your relationships, friends, coworkers, significant others, literally anyone. You want to do this not just for yourself, but for the people that you care about the most. So, hey, take care of number one first, but, you know, taking care of the people that you care about is awesome. So this is what you do. Become your own soulmate, because when you're that, you can be great for everyone. Whether you're looking for one or not, Become your own soulmate. Visit betterhelp.com/CHGO today to get 10% off your first month. Betterhelp.com/CHGO today. You get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/CHGO. I also recommend it for anybody who's having some serious reactions to the Justin Fields and Caleb Williams discussion. It's a great time to dial up BetterHelp.
It's also a great time to look into Charlie the Bacon Guy. And let me tell you, this bacon is amazing. Had it firsthand in studio at CHGO Sports, and I still miss that day consistently. I should go to BetterHelp because I really just need to get more Charlie the Bacon Guy. But he's based out of Woodridge, Illinois, and he makes craft bacon and bacon jams in over 35 different flavors. It's amazing. The bacon and bacon jams are all naturally cured, preservative-free products. There aren't any ingredients that Charlie can't pronounce himself. Very important. And it involves in the process, unlike most store-bought bacon. It's vacuum-sealed and freezes perfectly. Bacon lasts in the package up to 60 in the fridge 1 week after the seal is broken and 9 months in the freezer. The bacon jam lasts about 90 days in the fridge and up to a year in the freezer. Some of the favorites are the maple pepper, rosemary, oh, chorizo, gotta have that, French toast. Oh, the French toast is amazing. Now I'm going out through all these flavors. The Korean barbecue, jardinera, ranch, oh, man, Old Bay. Like, they have all the flavors. And the bacon jam flavors are original, bourbon, and spicy. The bacon jam goes perfectly, literally, on anything. Put it on scrambled eggs, toast, with or without jelly, crackers, burgers, grilled cheese, charcuterie boards, Charlie's favorite, the spoon. Yes, you got to do it. And this is how you can get in on these amazing products here. Starting now, you can save 10% off on your order at charliethebaconguy.com. When you use the code CHGO at checkout, you can pick it up the most efficient way, or he'll deliver it to you, meet you halfway, or even ship it. He makes a bacon so you can bring it home. And I cannot stress this enough. You need to look into this. Like, I do truly miss that bacon, and I need to get some like right away.
Well, I mean, and Charlie the Bacon Guy, if you're looking to like support the little guy, the down home guy, this is the way to do it. And look, if you like bacon, I mean, come on, this is going to be a great investment in your taste buds. So it's an excellent choice. All right. We got two more, according to Greg Braggs' math.
I'm going to add another one, but yes.
So we've got 2 + 1. Gregory is 3. And so we have 3 more, which is amazing. And I – hold on 1 second here. I believe there is one piece of news that's making its way around.
We got news?
What's 3 times 25, Carm?
75.
That's your age.
Leaves and just leaves.
Good job.
What do we got? What do we got, Mark? What's the news?
Well, our guy Gary's always sending me stuff. So this last one is from Twitter. Jim Harbaugh, Michigan quarterback JJ McCarthy. Don't be surprised if when he's the number one QB off the board. That's my prediction right now. So Jim Harbaugh is instantly gone out to Los Angeles and has found the best marijuana dealer out there and is as high as a kite. Congrats to Jim. Way to go, buddy.
And shout out to Jim Harbaugh for doing everything he can to raise JJ McCarthy's draft stock all the way, you know, leading up to the national championship. And right now, but I would say this, if Jim Harbaugh truly believed that, don't you think he would have done everything he could and the Bears to bring Jim Harbaugh to Chicago to coach the quarterback that he's saying would go number one? Just a thought.
Yeah. I mean, of course he's going to say that about his guy, like JJ, you won me the national championship. You can't overlook that, but nope.
Hey Greg, what's 6 - 3?
3.
That's your maturity level. Okay.
You ruined it. Bad. I got a good laugh. And
I think mine was funnier. Okay, Nick.
I'm worried for all the people at All City that aren't fully prepared for me and you, Carm, at Vegas together.
Yeah, I'm not.
That's probably a fair concern. All right, Nick. our final three. Lead us off into our favorite one that you want to start with.
I'm just gonna go in the order that it's written down. It's end with my favorite guy, but we'll start with UCLA edge Leatu Latu. This dude is a technician. He's a ninja with his hands. He has moves on his counter moves, and the offensive lineman at the Senior Bowl didn't have the right moves to stop this guy. And you know what I like too? He was able to work well with his defensive lineman teammates. They had him do some stunts and twists, and he was a looper on some of those plays, able to get in the backfield and make some sacks on the quarterback. Obviously, you can't finish and tackle the guy, but he is crafty. So the only thing with this is that he's not your prototypical guy that would fit this 4-3 defense for the Bears. He has an injury history as well, but like, you can't overlook his ability as a defensive lineman and just what he's capable of doing. He probably is going to be a stand-up 3-4 guy, but I couldn't not mention him because of just how crafty he was and just how much I think of just a technician he is with his hands. Like, those things are going to get you spotted. NFL teams are going to notice that, but he is somebody that is really talented. So I'm going to be looking forward to seeing wherever he goes, because like I said, he can get to the pass rusher and get to the quarterback, or he can be a productive pass rusher and get to the quarterback. The next guy I want to highlight real quickly is
Latu, just real fast. Just want to underline, he did not play in 20 and 21. I mean, major injury stuff here. Was a backup in 22 and then goes on and becomes the first ever Lombardi Award winner at UCLA in his 23 season. So that was a dude that clearly went through a ton off the field and kept his mind right to be able to get to the level that he got. So that's super impressive. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, the next I love watching the wide receivers at these events, but Jaquan Jackson out of Tulane, if you're looking to maybe replace a Tulane wide receiver in Darnell Mooney and go with another Tulane wide receiver, this could be a guy. And again, they're almost like similarly built, and I get it, guys want bigger guys, but he made so many plays, especially over the middle of the field too. And he isn't afraid to go and dive to make a pass or to complete a ball for his quarterbacks, and good route runner. But this is another guy that just kept popping, whether it was in the one-on-ones, and wide receivers are always going to have advantages over the defensive backs in those drills. They know where they're going. The DB doesn't. They have all space to work with, but crafty as a route runner, good hands, consistently made plays. I really liked watching him, and you know, just seeing Tulane out there, I'm like, the Bears are going to be they're going to be losing a guy from Tulane. He's another guy that can, I think, fill in and, you know, make some plays in his first year in the NFL.
You know who his uncle is?
No.
One of my all-time favorites, a phenomenal safety, a Hall of Famer. I wanted him to be the Bears head coach, which was just an insane thought by me, but I still wanted it to be because I think he's that cool. Love to wear the purple. Ed Reed is his uncle.
Wow.
Or whatever. Yeah.
That's good lineage. Good bloodlines right there.
Yeah. Ed Reed was the man. I love that guy.
He was a man. Mark, I have one guy left, and we didn't put him down. That's okay. But this is, I think, my favorite. My favorite guy to watch throughout all the practices. And he was just fun to watch. It's Ladd McConkey, wide receiver out of Georgia. And I know we were joking in the chat, like, that's not a real guy. That can't be a real name there. Yes, Ladd is legit. He is, I think, one of the best route runners that was at the Senior Bowl. He's super crafty. He turned, like, there weren't, when you watched him in the one-on-ones, he was consistently turning DBs around. They had to go in their wheel turn because McConkey's selling the out, or selling like he's going into the middle of the field, but actually breaking outside. The guy is a wide receiver technician. And I look at the Shane Waldron offense. I was in Seattle. They had a smaller guy in Tyler Lockett, and how he was able to move around the formation. It's not like the Bears can't use someone that's smaller. They definitely can, but Ladd was on fire, man. I always have a special place in my heart for those smaller wide receivers, because those are the guys that I tried to model my game after when I was playing slot receiver back at Waukegan. Like, get open, be crafty, go in the middle of the field, make a catch. Ladd McConkey could do that. And he could snap off a route on a dime and make somebody look stupid, to be completely honest. Leave your ankles out there. So Ladd McConkey is going to get drafted. If he goes somewhere like Kansas City, like, he's going to light it up with there with Patrick Mahomes. So loved watching me some McConkey.
The Skrulls got it, a scrappy lad. He's got a 39-yard punt return on his resume. You start talking about him, I start pigeonholing him right into the Tom Waddle thing, which is not what I want to do with my life. But I love dudes that can get open, man. And McConkey seems to be able to do that. And now 10 Bears thinks that Ladd is cute. So, sixth round, Ladd McConkey, Bears. Fourth. The next Puka Nacua. Let's go, Nick. To get people excited on this Friday, I'm telling you, yes.
He's going to be good.
Yeah, and it's not just like he's got to play against Florida State where he reverses field. You know, like, I think he's capable of a lot more than what people think. You know, I think people are going to make the obvious comps that, you know, or the
Wes Welker,
you
know, Julian Edelman.
Prototypical guys going to give that kind of, but he can play on a different level that I think people realize. So it'll be interesting to see where he falls. I think all the guys at the Senior Bowl and even over the last month or so, as far as hype is concerned, his stock is soaring as far as where I think he can fall in this draft. Cause I'm hoping that he settles around the second round and the Bears find their way back into the second round and can acquire that guy. But he's got a lot of moves.
My fault. I thought I read it that he was the 44th wide receiver. He's the 44th overall dude. I thought that Nick was literally going off the board on McConkey out of nowhere. Great. Second round, McConkey, Bears, done.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Use the pick that we trade Justin for to get him. That'd be great. Fields for McConkey. That would really excite. They need to fill out their room.
I mean, Carm, you talked about it yesterday a little bit, but they need to fill out their room. It doesn't feel like
at least two.
I agree. I completely, if not more. I mean, look at the Packers wide receivers over the last 2 years. They're all rookies and second year guys. And so to me, it is, I don't think Darnell Mooney's coming back. I'll be surprised if Velus Jones is still on the roster, but I guess we'll just see how the roster shakes out. So there's a big overhaul in that wide receiver room that needs to take place. Yeah, it's good. We got DJ Moore in our pocket, but they've got to build depth there because God forbid there's an injury, which there's always injuries in the season. You got to have some depth there. You're going to have lack of options for whoever the quarterback here is in Chicago. So the job is not finished, Ryan Poles. So it'll be interesting to see how he attacks free agency and then how he attacks the draft as well. Certainly can't forget that Cole Kmet is an option as a target for the quarterbacks. Can't forget our guy Cole when we're talking about that. So you want to get into super chats before we call it a day?
Let's do it.
All right, we'll get into some super chats here. A lot of Colin Coward stuff in here. Stephen M, $2 super chat. Who listens to Colin Coward? Total mouth breather. You know, as someone who maybe may or may not be known as a mouth breather, let's just take it easy on the mouth breathers out there. Some people can't breathe through their nose as easily as others. It's not easy. Okay. It's been a tough life. I don't think I've ever smelled fresh air. It's not easy. So let's just lay off the mouth breathers. Okay.
Go to the doctor next.
Justin, the Bears fan, another Colin Coward super chat, $5 super chat. Did y'all see the report that Caleb and his camp denied the rumors today of not wanting to go to Chicago? Can finally put an end to that story. We touched on it in our first segment. You might have jumped in a little later, and I did watch the clip, you know, that I saw from Awful Announcing put out on Twitter. But yeah, Colin Coward said Caleb's camp called Colin Coward and clarified to him, like, hey, we are not anti-Chicago. We are not anti-Bears. We just want to be on a team where they care about winning in a city that cares about winning, was kind of how it was framed. And we all understand how badly the city of Chicago wants to win. So definitely a walk back from Colin Coward putting that out there today. So, you know, just another day in the life of Bears quarterback conversations. Mm-hmm. So we'll continue to move on. $10 super chat from Brawl Sack. Show Caleb the Hawks or Cubs parades, some of the most attended events in world history. He'll set humanity records if he wins a bowl for the Bears.
You're right, Brawl Sack. Interesting name.
He is right, Brawl Sack. Matt W., this one's for you, Carm. $1.99 super chat. I'm tired of QB rumors. I need stadium news.
I agree. And I'm ready to hear it. Apparently the White Sox can just get a stadium done in 5 seconds in the city, and the Bears are just going to talk to every municipality, and we're just going to drag this thing out. $100 million apart on the old value of the property. Somehow I think that gets bridged, and we're headed towards Arlington Heights, but I'm still keeping my fingers crossed that logical heads will prevail, and we won't want to be in some sad-ass.
The longer the stalemate goes down, the better chance you have, Carm. I'm rooting for you, bud. I really am. I just want a nice stadium, but I am rooting for you. I just didn't think it's a possibility, but I think every day that passes, that possibility increases. I did highlight a couple non-super chat comments. Dr. Truth said, CHGO equals Bears fan therapy, almost as good as BetterHelp. So a shout out to our fine sponsors here on the show, and we appreciate Dr. Truth hanging out here with us at CHGO Bears every day. And then finally, Blazed Allen. This one's for you, Nick. Yo, Nick, thanks again for helping me and my brother get to the game. Ha ha, no Bears fan left behind. Keep up the good work.
I do, man, honestly, I can't remember exactly what game, but I do remember just directing. So it wasn't that much help, but I appreciate that. That was a cool moment. So
you're a man of the people. That's what this is.
You give back, Nick. You take time. That's why people love you. By the way, your hair looks fantastic today. Congratulations. Can't wait to see you in Vegas. And can't wait to see all of you in Vegas. You too, Gregory.
A lot of people reaching out about let's meet up. So there's a bunch of people that are going to be there. So we'll just have to try to facilitate this.
Our meetup is Wednesday night from 6 to 8. I'll let Greg handle when he wants to release where it's going to be. I don't know. I'll meet
with you anytime, any night of the hour. There's no sleep going to be had at Super Bowl week. So you just hit me up and we'll go.
That too. But there will be an official meetup on Wednesday from 6 to 8 for all the CHGO Bears people. You can turn your mic off if you're having a cough. All right. Next week, every day at noon, we're going to have the best guests. We're going to have the best content. We're going to be crushing it from the Super Bowl. So we're looking forward to delivering for you like we did last year, even better.
It's exciting.
Braggs didn't come with us last year, so if things go awry, we're going to blame it on him. And if we do great like we're going to do, we're going to say we already did great without you, so we're giving you no credit. That's how that's going. All right. Colin Coward.
Yep.
It's great when you're wrong. Congrats on your media career. And
final super chat from our diehard, hands down, $9.99. Back to the grind next week. Thanks for the great live shows this week. Bear fucking down. Let's go, hands down.
Great way to leave it. Have a great weekend, y'all. We'll see you Monday from Las Vegas. Talk to you then.
Yep. Hang out for Die Hard OT. I'll be in there here in a minute. Bear down.
Adios. Y'all silly like the mayor.